Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. And he looked up to heaven and groaned, and he said, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, and his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we spent all day in meetings, in the conference, in this convention. So we decided that night to have a little fun. We had a poker tournament. So we got broke out in tables of five. And they dealt me my hand, and I picked up the cards, and I looked at it. I had a two, a five, a seven, a nine, and a jack. No pairs, all different colors. This is the worst hand you could possibly get in poker. But the amazing thing is that somehow I ended up in the championship round with one other guy at the end. And that's the great thing about poker. It's not about the hand you're given. It's about how you play the hand. As the song says, it's know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em. Now, the man who is deaf and mute in the Gospels handed a really difficult hand of cards. You know, there was no way, there was no possible way that this guy could hear about Jesus and his miracles and the ability that he has to heal. Even if he did hear, he would not be able to go to Jesus and ask him to heal. But someone else could be his ears. Someone else could be his voice. And the gospel tells us. No, it's not just his mom or the dad. It's the whole village. It's the crowd. It's the police department, it's the fire department, it's the teachers' union, it's the baker, his favorite chef, the mailman. Everyone brings him to Jesus, and they voice to Jesus, "Will you please lay your hands on him?" So Jesus takes him away from the crowd so they can't see. They have no idea what's going to happen. And Jesus heals him. So you can picture the scene, right? So there's the man, and he turns back to the crowd, all the people that were his voice, and he stands in front of him, and you could hear a pin drop. Everybody's eyes are on the man. The man stands there, and he clears his voice. He opens his mouth, and he says to them, "Guess what, everybody? I can hear you." And at that moment, for the first time in the man's entire life, he can hear deafening applause and cheers. He hears what it's like to get a standing ovation, and he deserved it because he did something that no one else has ever done. A deaf and mute man spoke plainly. And after the last tear of joy was wiped away, the last congratulatory pat on the back was given to him, he'd walk home and go in the door of the house and hug his wife, and for the first time in his entire life, he'll hear the words, "I love you." Then he'll go into the living room and braid his daughter's hair, as he always did, but this time, for the first time in his life, he heard giggles. From now on, when he steps out of his house, the people in the village will point to him. They'll say, that's the guy. That's the guy. He's the reason I believe. He's the reason why I have hope. He's the reason why I turn to Christ. And he inspires people. And he's been doing it for 2,000 years. No great king or leader or somebody, an author that wrote many books, would be able to do what he does. You know, if he was able to stand here before us now and speak, this is what he would tell us. God could have gave me a good education. I didn't get one. He could have gave me a good job where I had some financial stability. He could have gave me ears that could hear. Could have gave me a mouth that could voice and speak. But he didn't. He didn't. But what he did give me is a whole village of people that could hear and that could voice. And I gave all of these people a reason to want to help me. I gave them a reason why they could come and bring me to Christ. I gave them a reason to be my ears and to be my voice. And then he would say to us, whatever cards you were dealt in life, those are the cards you were meant to have, because those are the cards that will give you the best life and the most success and the greatest challenges. You just have to know how to play the hand.